Yo, yo.
What it do, baby?
What it do, baby?
Yeah, you know I got to start every show off like that, man. We just going to wait for Alberto to hop on the mic. But can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear, buddy boy.
Yeah.
Bucko.
Bucko. Yeah, I see. I see the half white thing came out of you. It's crazy. It's crazy, man. I'm going to send it to Alberto one more time.
All right. I think if you send him another link, then it's gonna have to be he's gonna have to join like another the latest one.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna send him one right now, like exclusively to him. Hopefully, he gets the message. If not, then
okay.
I mean,
yeah, like we can't do the show without him.
You know what I'm saying?
We already did.
Been there, done that. Oh shit!
What up, bro?
What up? What's happening?
What up, man? Shoot, speaking of devil, what up, bro?
What's going down?
Hey, you know what? We gotta put that in the shit that people can't say. Speak of the devil, that's insulting. Like, if I pop up and somebody say "speak of the devil," I'm like, God damn it, I'm an angel. What you talking about?
Right? I know. How
I'm, a blessing. But anywho.
Unless we talk about Trump and he hop on the TV.
Oh, man, you know, that's
good. Fish.
Yeah, that's, yeah. I feel you. But yeah, Raw Dog Radio, J-Lo Soul, y'all know what it is, y'all know what it ain't. We back. It's been a while since we've been on the mic, you know what I'm saying? But y'all know I got the whole gang with me today. What up, though, fellas?
What up?
I like
What's
that.
What's good? Gang, gang.
Gang, gang. Y'all know who that is. That's your boy, yours truly. Ace Boogie, Oogie, for you all that don't know. And then, of course, we got the one and only Alberto A. Smith making his return. Hey, man, shout out to you. No, not too many people make it two shows in a row on a return, so I want to give you props. Sure. You feel me?
Respect.
Yeah, appreciate I guess. I don't know how you got that much clout, but whatever. You feel me? We just
gonna, appreciate that.
Shit, we just going to do our thing. Hey, I'm glad everybody can hear me today, man. Shout out to the microphones. You feel me?
Lit.
Stop it.
Yeah, it definitely sounds different.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's a little better, but that's what we do. We improve, you know what I'm saying? Progression is key, y'all. Don't stay in the same place, motherfucker. What do you say?
That's right.
What do you say, baby boy? Look at everybody that's moving, making money, and we sit here standing still, broke. Like, yeah. Yo, baby boy got some
I can
quotes.
Relate.
Baby boy. Baby boy got some quotes, man. Baby boy got some quotes. Shout out to Jody. Hey, so let me put this out here since we talk about Tyrese's pieces. So Hobbs and Shaw reportedly took $350 million to make, including production and advertisement. And on its opening week, it only made $150 million. So, of course, you already know your boy Tyrese's pieces hopped on and just, you know, sipped his tea a little bit, which I feel him, you feel me? So, fair foul for my man's Tyrese to go ahead and throw that subtle shade about Hobbs and Shaw taking an L when it comes to budgeting. The opening weekend alone is what I'm referring to. Fair foul. I'm going to start with you, Ace Boogie.
I mean, shit, I guess it's fair. But I don't know. Then again, I'm not really sure on the statistics on how many movies make their money back on the first week.
Yeah, that's facts.
But but I will say, I saw that shit, and that shit was crazy, bro. Like,
no spoilers.
No spoilers, but it definitely exceeded my expectations because I was on the part of the fences where I'm like, man, that shit gonna be whack.
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But I saw that last extended trailer and when I went to see another movie and I was like, damn, you know what? We're gonna have to go see this shit.
I feel
like. Especially with my nigga Idris. That nigga was a beast.
I'm pretty sure it's Idris.
Yeah, Idris, whatever.
Yeah,
I call him Idris.
I feel you.
I know him on a first name basis, all right?
Oh,
that's my nigga.
So you can mispronounce it. His name then. Alright, cool.
You know what I'm saying? Cool. Yeah. That's the homie.
Shout out to Idris.
But yeah, I'll call it fair though.
Yeah, all right. For sure. What about you, Berto? Fair foul. The shade that Tyrese is throwing for the Hobbs and Shaw spinoff.
I mean, I'm gonna say it's fair too, just cause like I agree that you don't really know how often these movies make their return back on all that stuff. So
facts. Only movie we know for sure made money was Avengers.
I personally didn't see it, so I'm also struggling to just think about that kind of movie. But I don't know. One thing I will say though. Damn.
What you got to say?
You sound like you just failed the test. That's a failed test. That's a failed test for sure.
That's all right.
Yeah, it's all good. I didn't see the movie. Yeah, you know
what about you, Jay?
I ain't see the movie, but opinion wise, I'm gonna say it's kind of foul because you can't hate on another man's work, even though I get it. The spinoff thing, you kind of not cool with because it started off as the Fast and Furious family, and the whole thing that happened with Paul Walker, I totally understand that. But right. I'm in the mode as, man, you know, get your money, bro, bro, do you. I ain't gonna never wish bad upon nobody else. Because right. What if the same shit happened to the next Fast and Furious movie? Then is it fair for The Rock to be like, ha, my nigga? Nah.
So, right. And you know what? I was in a lift the other day, right? Because you know your boy ain't got no L, so I be lifting everywhere. But so I was telling this my driver about the like that I saw the movie and shit. He's like, "Oh, was it good?" I was like, "Yeah, man, it was pretty solid." You know, I was just telling him how it was better than I thought it was gonna be. He's like, "Man, I really don't like The Rock."
Damn.
So I was like, "Hold on, hold up, pause. Yeah. Nigga, what?
Is you crazy, this nigga, bro?
Go ahead, give him the people's elbow.
Give him the people's elbow.
That's what I'm saying. I asked him for a reason. He really just, I don't know, he kind of beat around the bush a little bit. Yeah. Oh, I just don't like his arrogance and you know, yeah, I don't know.
Sure.
I kind of got that vibe where it was just like, I don't know. I'm not going to.
He just stuck with it. You just cost yourself some stars, buddy.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
Sure. And I'm like The Rock for like no reason to.
I would have put it straight and real down on that one. Put it low. And man. I would have put that in the comments. Why? Because this nigga be hating on The Rock.
Straight up. It's not quite burner account worthy.
I felt disrespected myself. Burner account ready.
Shout out to the burners.
Straight up.
So now that we got a little intro in, shout out to the fellas. I like how y'all get down. You know what I'm saying? Well, we ain't been together in a hot minute, man. So it's a lot of shit that went down since we've been gone, you feel me? So I decided to write all this bullshit down, and we're going to discuss a little bit of it, you know what I'm saying? So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and get into the show. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So y'all know what's up. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know what it ain't. Jay Lasso, we about to get into one of our favorite topics, which we actually almost got into it right now, which is why I kind of stopped it. We just started it a little bit. Fair foul. So, of course, I give y'all a little bit of info, but barely enough info to really get an educated opinion. And y'all decide if it's fair or foul. Sound good?
Fair.
Yeah.
I'm glad y'all just accepted terms and agreements and conditions.
Yeah, I'm hitting the click every time.
Yeah, just accept.
Every time. Just accept. Shit, we do it with the apps. Shit, I'll do it with my guys.
Hey, man, we
can't
be doing it with the apps. I'm going to tell y'all why later. But
hey, you got this app, though, don't you?
I mean, damn.
You got that Anchor app.
Shout out to Anchor.
Does that count as advertising?
Hey, they get their own advertising, so we ain't going to give them too much. Otherwise, we're going to charge them more. Shout out to Anchor.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. We're going to send them the invoice, man. Send them the invoice. Get that billing address. You got that?
Yeah.
Got it.
I bet. Say less. So, anywho, fair foul presented by nobody. We still look for another sponsor. Shout out. We're going to go ahead and get into some astronomical shit right here. So, I don't know if y'all's aware, but did y'all know that we almost died back on the 25th of July?
Let me tell you, man.
It was an asteroid that was exactly 45,000 miles away from hitting us. But you know what was crazy? Scientists didn't even realize it was there until it was basically too late. And just so people know what about 45,000 miles, that's in between us and the moon, basically. So with that being said, fair foul for the scientists to not even know that asteroid was there until it's too late. I'm going to start with you, Alberto H. Schmidt.
I'm going to say it's fair. I feel like those people are probably doing the best they can. I feel like this is probably one of those phenomenons that's just like hard to describe. And I'm going to take the side of the scientists.
Who sent you?
I swear.
Alberto, I see where you're coming from. I'm going to call it foul, and I'm going to say we're going to need a clean house.
There you go. Thank you.
And substitute there with some with some woke niggas in that bitch. Some spiritually awakened individuals.
Can we just agree? Hopefully they were physically awake. If they were physically awake, then I got a problem.
I feel like we just need to go. We need to go adjust the sliders and just put their awareness all the way up, my nigga. Because that's a job.
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
that's a job. That's like a lifetime.
That's a tough game.
It is.
People really only notice the L's.
Like, that's very true.
For sure. That's a job where your awareness got to be high. You feel me? You got to know when the pocket is breaking down so you can call that audible so we can get you out of here.
It's like,
right, yeah. Right.
Like, come on, man. I got time.
I need that Carson Wentz playmaking ability.
Whoa.
Okay. Whoa. He's gonna be solid. I've grown to like the Eagles offense more the more I think about it. It's like,
I'm glad you said that. So we got into a little subject of that. So I'm gonna call foul. Like my nigga said, fire them all. They clearly ain't doing their job because they literally had one job, bro, and that was to be on the lookout. And clearly, if this was to happen in the hood and the lookout failed, then what do you think gonna happen?
Everybody's toast. Your ass is grass.
You feel me? Am I my brother's keeper? You feel me?
Shout out
to Nino Brown. Yes, I am. But with that being said, fair foul. Let's go ahead and get to the next topic, shall we? So
let's get it.
Fair foul. A Georgia woman shot up a McDonald's because her French fries was cold. Fair foul.
Super foul. So foul.
Go ahead.
How much time we got?
I'm going to yellow flag and a red card. Definitely cannot shoot up a McDonald's at any point in time.
That's a flagrant foul.
Yeah. What's going on here?
Automatic suspension.
And then the fact that like somehow the information got out that it was over fries is like some whole other shit.
Oh, yeah. So if you want the full story, Shardy went through the drive-thru. Got her fries, realized it was cold, turned back around, started shooting at the McDonald's. So there you go. Fair foul. Go ahead, Ace.
Damn. That's definitely foul, my nigga. Like, imagine you working for minimum wage, you know what I'm saying? Getting shot up for some cold ass fries. But at the end of the day, like you said about them scientists, you had one job. You got to keep them fries fresh.
That's the moral of the day. So that's
the phrase of the day.
You had one job.
Straight up. So you know what? I would call that fair.
There you go. Oh, yo.
You have one job.
Yeah, one job. Alberto, do you want to amend your answer?
Nah. I'm going to stick to it. I think it's foul.
Stick to your guns. All right. Well, fair foul. Since I got the last word on this one, I like my fries warm. It's fair. Fair game, baby. Fries don't even taste right when they cold, man.
Right.
That's true. They're frozen.
At all.
Man. And then I went through the drive-thru and it was cold. Come on, son.
Man.
Come on, son. But anywho, we're going to go ahead and call that one a fair one. Do your thing out there, y'all. McDonald's, y'all have one job. Anywho, fair foul. Shout out to Mickey D's. Fair foul. I already know where this one's going to go, and I kind of didn't even want to ask this one, but we're going to put it out there just for the information. Fair foul. Cops in Tempe, Arizona can now pull you over and give you a ticket for good driving.
I remember hearing about that. Yeah.
All right, so you know what? I'm not even gonna take this where I wanna take this. I would just call it foul and leave it at that.
You gonna call it foul because we know Arizona got it. Yeah. Got a history of some fucked up pull over laws.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Let's just
leave it alone. Good driving.
Yeah, what's understood doesn't need to be said at this point.
We 100%. We noticed you've been doing some good driving there, brother. What you got?
Right. What's going on here?
What did you say your name was? Jamal?
Jamal.
Oh, James.
James and Jamal. Oh, man.
Straight up.
Hey, Jermaine.
Right.
You say your
name is Jose? No, it's Joe.
Joe.
All right, Jesus.
Hey, oh man, maybe on that too. Anywho, fair foul. Shout out to y'all in Arizona that's tripping. I'm gonna say that shit's hella foul. Bet no cop pull me over because I'm driving well.
Right?
You bet. Nervous. Whole please day go, ruined.
Please go waste. Right. Please go waste. Whole day. And while we on the subject, fair foul. This is foul. I'm just put this out there. For all you rappers out there who think it's a good like ad lib at the beginning of your song to have like cop sirens, like come on, bro. Like come on, man.
You gotta have respect. Yeah, that, come you gotta on, have, man. You gotta have songs for that.
Nah,
hey, that's been going on for a minute though. That like Banks, Cassidy, like them niggas bit on that. Like that should be fucking. She's having fucking shook,
fucking up my mood while I'm driving, man. Like yo,
right, that's what niggas was riding hella dirty too. So that's what it be.
I got you.
Allegedly. Got you, yeah, good luck. Good luck.
Bro, I'm doing a podcast game for a minute. I got you.
They can't use
none of that you just said in the court of law. You good, bro. You good. Alleged. Just sprinkle a little bit of that alleged sauce all over this sentence and voila. Huh. You good, bro. Don't even trip. You feel me?
The Jimmy Neutron mind blown.
Shout out, bro.
That's why I fucks with you, Birdo. Shout out to Birdo A. Smith. Fair foul.
Wide receiver Golden Tate was just recently suspended for a failed test. He failed this test because of a fertility pill that he was taking to have babies. Fair foul for him to be suspended for a failed test for trying to have babies.
That's a major L. I'm going to say foul. I feel like you probably should have known that pregnant piss is different than regular piss.
No. You on the wrong subject, big fella. This is Golden Tate.
Oh, Golden Tate?
Yeah, Golden Tate was trying to have babies, and he was taking a pill to, like, up his count.
And so he failed, like, a NFL test?
I think it has something to do with it.
Yeah, so it was... Go ahead. It fell under the performance enhancing substances.
That's an L.
It's definitely an L.
That's an L.
Me too. Brief Eagle. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But
fair foul.
But
Notre Dame.
No, it's definitely foul, man. Like, damn. Not only like do you get suspended, but then everybody know your shit shooting blanks, my nigga. Like, right. That's cold.
Yeah.
You
just think about that. This comes out later.
Oh.
Like,
yeah.
Like, didn't Silva get caught with like some fucking like some dick pill shit or something like that? It was.
Oh,
like,
he caught the blue pills.
Yeah.
But that's legal though. So what up? Like that's not even a big deal.
No, but hey, saying, what? Like, but we know. Right, but we all know what's legal isn't always in the rules of the NFL.
Facts. I can imagine somebody taking a blue pill before like one of their games. Like, how could that up your performance?
No, nah, it was like, probably on, the night before. He was humping a lot.
That makes sense. Shout out.
honestly, I don't even know. Like the whatever
but
the,
I'm pretty,
the
I'm
pros pre- do Humphreys. In the NFL, I'm just like these guys are pros. And, like, I don't know. They're just you got to be a crazy person just continue to take that kind of impact.
That's yeah, facts, man. Straight that's up. Facts. Shout out to ladies that same, be taking that impact.
Yeah, and giving that impact. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yep. Shout out. So on that note, we're going to try to switch it up before we catch something. Fair foul. Oh, I like this one. Somebody submitted this to me the other day. So shout out to whoever submitted this. I forgot who it was. Fair foul. Dumping a chick because she got fat. I'm going to start with you, Ace.
All right, so hear me out.
I knew it. I started the right guy. All right, so, man,
as a husband, or is it dumping your girlfriend or divorcing your wife?
It just says,
either way,
it says dumping either a way, chick. It says dumping a chick. You can take it how you want, as deep as you want.
All right, so if I let you get fat, I have failed you as a significant other, and I'm ashamed of myself.
There you go.
That should never happen. So obviously you need somebody better than me.
Ooh, I like how you
because I'm not the best that I can be or that you need me to be.
Say it louder, brother, for the so back. That's how you properly take blame. It's not you, it's me, fellas.
At all times.
How you do it.
At all
that,
times.
That gotta go in the record book right there. Hey, I hope y'all wrote that down, fellas. Yo, good job, eh? Shout out to you. So clearly, you're leaning on the side of fair.
Hands to the chest.
Absolutely.
It's clearly fair. All right, Britta.
I like that answer from Ace. But
yeah, it's hard to top that, man. Honestly, I changed my mind right now, to be real.
Yeah. I'm going to say that if you do it purely based on the fact that she got fat, I feel like that's foul. But,
no, it's true. Okay.
But I feel like, what is it? Yeah, like definitely. Like if she definitely got bigger, it's like, yo. It's like, I watch this all go down right now.
Like, yo.
Right. I'm going to stop this a long time ago.
Like, I'm not trusting this process.
Yeah, definitely.
You got to opt out. Right. But you know what I'm saying? But especially if you put an effort towards it and you know, you're trying to get her in the gym, trying to get her to eat right. And I mean, I feel like it's different. Y'all just both getting fat together and you a fat nigga yourself. Like,
you know what?
You need to drive this danger.
You know what? On that note, follow up question, bonus round. Fair foul, okay. Dumping a guy because he got fat. So on our note, we're going to say getting dumped because we got fat.
I think it's fair.
Right.
Fair foul.
I think it's fair. I got that same energy.
Yeah. There we go. Shout out. Fair as hell. There we go. Actually, I'm lying. That's kind of foul. Because hear me out. Hear me out, shorty.
All right.
Hear me out, shorty.
What's up?
It's way easier for a thick chick to get a dude because – trust me, there are those dudes out there that love them some big women. Trust me, them niggas is around, man, faithfully. But not too many chicks, I'll say, be loving on a thick dude. You feel me? Pause.
Hey, you know what? You know what, bro? I have been seeing some.
Mm-hmm. Some big boy,
good looking chicks with the guy with the dad bod. All right, because hear me out.
All right.
Because I feel like they make them feel more safe and secure because they don't think other chicks is really gonna be flocking them like that.
Oh my god, you know what I'm saying?
Like just to keep, I'm keeping it a buck. You feel me? I'm not gonna sugarcoat this shit. That's for sure a thing. Like when I see that shit, I'm like, okay, y'all might connect on the emotional and level and mental level, but I'm like, okay, like let's keep it real.
I just want the world to know Ace said that. All right, moving on.
I did.
moving on. Fair foul. Oh, yeah. You're going to like this one, Boogie. Fair foul. After sex, giving her the same towel to wipe herself off that you just used to wipe off your Johnson.
Who's going first?
Go ahead, Alberto. You got all the FaceTime last time. Go ahead, Berto.
I'm going to say... use the other side. You know, I'm going to say that's fair and use the other side. I'm gonna tell you, too, probably, like, this side is this side, and you should probably use this side. Or if I have, like, hella towels like that, I'm going to just hand off an extra towel. But, I mean, unless I'm hella prepped with the towels.
Yeah, I got you.
Go ahead.
So first of all, with me, you know which side I'm gonna be using. It's gonna be both sides. All right. so ain't no sharing towels because that defeats the whole purpose of using one in the first place.
I'm using both towels.
But if there's only one towel. I'll be considered. I guess I'll use one side.
There you go.
But instinctively, I'm just going ham on that first towel. Like I'm like, I'm getting this off. Get this off me right now. You feel me?
Round two in the towel.
Yo. Oh man, yeah, that's bro. Foul. Yeah, that's foul. Yeah, that's foul. Back to earth.
He said round two on the towel.
Yeah, man, that's.
I realized the way I worded that wasn't ideal, but I'll take it.
Yeah. Once again, I just want the world.
I own it.
It is what it is. To know that Ace said that, not me. Moving on.
Hey, that's the newest hashtag.
Ace said it, not me.
Ace said it.
Thriller. Man. Oh, that is fucking hilarious. Hey, you got to be careful with them hashtags. But anyway, fair foul. We'll start off with you, Boogie. Fair foul. Dating your ex's friend.
Your ex's friend.
Mm-hmm. Your ex chick's friend. Fair foul. And then ladies, y'all can think about it in the opposite or whatever you do. I'm not sure.
So Shit, man. Oh. I'll call it fair.
There you go.
There I'll you call
go.
That fair.
There we go.
I mean, you know, if y'all split, you know what I'm saying, and that's it.
City boys.
And obviously, if you dating her friend, then you obviously got to have some kind of connection with that chick, and y'all both just like fuck it. You know what I'm saying? And that connection is strong enough to make y'all go forward with it than just humping. So if y'all gonna take it to that level of actually dating publicly, then I'll call that fair.
All right. Shout out. Go ahead, Berto.
I agree. I think it's fair. I think mostly it's fair because I think you should be able to date who you want to date. And especially if it works out, it's like W all around. W's all around.
There you go.
But at the same time, I think I could see the sketchiness or why people would be willing to pick that. It's just one of those things where me, myself personally, depending on the situation, it's like sometimes it works out that way where you're just like, actually, I met this really cool person through this person. So I'm going to call
out. Exactly.
Shout out. Exactly. I'm glad y'all think that way because J La Soul don't. That shit's foul. And I want you ladies and gentlemen to hear me out right now and listen right now. That person you keep telling your sex game to about your lady or woman is going to be the next person to try it out because you already been advertising about it. So they going to be like, oh, well, shit. I'm going to go ahead and try next. So once again, that shit's foul. J La Soul said that.
Okay. And I'm not going to put it on wax, but you know where I could potentially go with this, Jay.
Because whatever you got to say, I'm going to deny your.
I'm just throwing it out there. I'm not giving specifics.
I'm not going to confirm nor deny.
Allegedly.
They got sprinkled on the podcast, nigga, already. The title of the podcast is alleged, dog. What you talking about?
Lit.
Shit. I've been ready for this moment. I'll just play. But anyway, we're going to keep that same energy.
The ace hood every day in the gym, in the stew, in your energy.
Ooh, where Jay go?
No, I was drinking water.
Oh, this nigga.
Yeah, that
water. Thirsty ass nigga.
You feel me? Anywho, dating your friend's ex. Fair foul.
Go ahead, Alberto.
I'm going to say that's foul. I'm completely biased.
I mean,
straight up.
Because I don't know. I've always felt like the homies is like an untouchable.
Glad you type, said you're being biased.
Yeah, so it's absolutely.
Like, if you're my homie, it's just like, fuck, like, I'm not really willing to lose a homieship over this. It's like, nah. But I mean, I know of people who've done it, and that shit rarely works out. So I don't know.
Y'all need
rarely,
to honestly, y'all need to especially like yo,
go for it. But I'm just gonna not mention that story. I'm just gonna be like,
all right, and your homie, like, just knowing that your homie know all her tricks and all that. Nah,
like, damn,
I'm good,
he
homie.
Taught you that?
Sorry. Nah, like, nah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, damn, like
could you imagine running like play by play with that homie? Like, hey man, I'm gonna need some help on this next one, bro. She tough, man. Any pointers or any tips you want to get?
Right.
Oh yeah, I got you, bro.
You want to make her
turn over early, right? Like, nah. Anywho, what Patrick Bevitt? I like Patty.
Oh, the Pat Bev video where he's talking to Jay Crowder about like how to defend James Harden. And he's like,
he's
seen that for like 25 seconds, and he's like doing hand slapping motions. He's like, he's gonna hit you with one of these, and then you're gonna have to.
You gotta run that. Yeah, that's some embarrassing shit.
Anyway, that shit was funny.
And yeah, you know I'm a coach. I coach the shit out of a nigga. Through that. Oh, bro, nigga, all you gotta do is snoop.
You just lift the leg up like that, put it to the side a little bit.
Put the other foot in your mouth, and you straight.
Ooh.
You want some Karma Sutra, nigga. Shout out. I like the way we went with that one, y'all. That was Fair Foul, presented by Nobody. We need some sponsors. We got two of them, but it's all gravy. Like, we need more. I'm trying to get paid. Speaking of getting paid, we're going to go on a quick little commercial break. Rejuice our juices. That didn't sound right. How can I rephrase that?
It sounded like you thought about that too before you said it. So
you know what?
hey, you took a pause. Like,
hey, hear me out. Now let's think about this. How often do I think before I speak, sir?
Not very, but this seemed like one of those times.
It happens.
It's all love, though.
That's why I don't. It don't flow off the tongue. It ain't natural, you feel me? Pips That's go true. Through this shit from time to time. You funny. Oh, man. We'll be back, y'all.
What it do?
What it do, baby?
What's happening?
Man, just out here, you know, back for this round two. Yeah, shit. Gotta wait for my man Ace to get back on the mic. He probably still in the towel.
Definitely. So, definitely, have you bought your Kobe White jersey yet or not?
I have not, sir. I have not. I'm not gonna lie to you. I was not planning on buying a Kobe White jersey because the way that the NBA works out, your rookies might not even be there in like a couple years. You feel me? They might be. They might be ready to either get traded or I don't know. It's hard to get jerseys for sure. For sure.
It's hard out here for a pimp.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you.
All right. Oh, how's that? You see that Shaq? You see that Shaq? That jersey that like the numbers changed on it.
Which was, oh yeah, I did see that.
That was kind of crazy. It doesn't feel authentic though. It's like, I don't know. It's
like, I don't know how that's gonna, like, how's that gonna work? Like, am I able to change that number? Do I gotta go somewhere for that update?
Right.
Like,
do I gotta be connected to Wi-Fi?
Y'all don't know what we referred to the NBA to kind of go with what's been going on with all these players jumping ship. They're thinking about making an all-time jersey where if you buy it, it'll be able to adjust as your player adjusts his teams. So so digitally, and it had an example of it too. Like,
yeah, it was still like in its early phase, you could tell.
Yeah, clearly. So I don't know how that's gonna work because the way I'm looking at my jersey, there's no way you can digitally change that unless you're gonna use like 8G internet speed type shit. Like,
have you know every single fucking. I'm trying to get the throwback. Come on, like
right. I don't know if I'm on board with that.
Yeah, I don't see how you can, yeah. I don't see how you can do that.
It takes
some
the fun
up,
out of it, really.
Right, right. I'm sticking with the stitches, my nigga.
I mean, and then peep this. They already told LeBron James not to change his number based on the jerseys they already did mass produced.
Yeah.
So ain't no way in the world they go like cut their jersey sales in half. Basically,
yeah, I'm not gonna front. I did think shit. About that like, when he did change jerseys. I was like, LeBron just out here making moves. He's just like,
right.
I got that picture of me straight up like drafting him onto my team. Giannis.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then
rule all of a sudden like, oh, you have to make your number change after like. Or before like May or March or some shit. And I was like, nigga, I ain't never heard no shit like that.
Man,
but
that's
hard.
They would not have thinking about it like that, huh?
Think
that's
about it.
Kind of comedy.
It's that day and age where people is making too many changes and trying to brand themselves and stuff like that. Be clever with their numbers and shit. Like, I don't know what Paul George was doing. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, it's yeah. Like, man, I want to go from this to that. Well, I like Paul George, by the way, but it's.
No, I like the PG-13, though. That's just hard.
Yeah, PG.
I guess.
He'll always be PG-13 to me. I don't know why.
PG.
Right. Even before he changed his number.
PG-13
like,
sound like some
like
shit.
Like Indiana Pacer Danny Granger.
Come on, PG-13.
Right. I remember Bill Simmons was
go watch a
calling for that. Like, no, he was calling for Paul George to change that number already so he could call him PG-13.
Bill Simmons the GOAT. But,
yeah, okay.
Bill Simmons the GOAT.
All right, y'all. Jay Lasso, Roger already. I gave y'all a minute to know. All right, here we go. Let's get it back. So, we got to get back into some topics. We only got a few minutes left on the mic. So, let's get into some shit, shall we? Y'all ready?
Yeah.
All right, man. Let's so, this one is real simple. We're just going to ask just a few simple questions. I'm going to need you to give me a yes or no. And you can slightly explain yourself if you feel like it. You don't really have to because I like hot takes. You feel me? So, with that being said, we're going to start out with this question. I like it. It is real simple. Is Drake bigger than Beyonce? We're going to start with you, Beto.
Right now, I feel like people probably I feel like that power. Yeah, I'm going to say yes.
Be careful.
I'm going to say yes.
Oof. I like it.
Yeah, I'm going to say yes. And I like only it. Because I feel like it's based on the power of having your music in people's phones. Mm-hmm. And I feel like his music is probably in more people's phones than
than
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. All right, what about you?
Than before. But Beyonce for sure is a powerhouse.
Oh, no, for sure. And in no way am I saying that Drake is bigger than Beyonce in her prime. But right now, my nigga, like, I don't know. I agree with Birdo, man. He might be, you know, bigger than Beyonce right now, as much as that pains me to say.
For real. I get what you're saying. I like the way y'all worded that, too, as far as right now. But I'm going to just go ahead and disagree with y'all. I think just based on the fact that Beyonce got a weird following of ladies that just no matter what will bump. I mean, and I mean matter what, because – I mean, let's not act like she was putting out all bangers, y'all. But anywho.
Oh, no. But hold on. With you saying that, doesn't Drake have that same kind of following, though, with the ladies? And a bunch of nut-riding-ass niggas, too?
Maybe the ladies. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? How many babies have been, like, made? Conceived to Drake?
I hope not.
Right.
Recently.
Marvin's Room.
Even
what was that song?
What was that song?
Right. YOLO.
Y'all already know. Bro, man, me and H swear that was like the hardest song for like 20 minutes, nigga. Then I woke up.
Yeah, Prime Drake was tough.
Yeah,
he was a problem.
He was alright, but anyway,
with that business, dropping stuff on the side.
Anything he made with Wayne kind of was a banger. Then Wayne just, like, let this nigga steal his juice. I don't know what happened.
What happened there?
Literally and figuratively.
Some Monstars shit happened there.
Yeah, definitely. He definitely took his powers, man. Shout out to
the hell happened there?
Drake, got him right. Yeah, I got
him,
buns.
Yeah, that nigga's gay. There's nothing wrong with it. They just gay.
Yeah, you can't be calling the other nigga Buns unless it's Jamie Foxx in that one movie. That movie was funny from the '90s. What was it called? Was it Booty Call? All right.
I don't know if I saw that. I must have missed that one.
I see Booty Call, but I missed the Buns reference.
Bro, that was Jamie Foxx's character, man. Buns.
I'll take your word for it.
So with that being said, Jay Lopsa, Roger already, I love women. But let's throw this out here. All right, so here we go. This is a nice one. Are video games to blame for mass shootings? Yes or no? We're going to go ahead and start with you, Berto. No, I started with you last time. Go ahead, Ace.
Nope.
Go ahead. I thought as the white guy of the show, you would have been filming a little bit of...
No.
He did the chuckle. No.
I will be the white guy of the show, but I'm still going to say no.
There you go. Shout out. Rondo Radio. Jay Lasso. Y'all heard him first. What about you? What you thinking?
Yeah, no, this is definitely foul. Video games are definitely not to blame for everything that's going on.
There we go. But I like how they smoothly try to paint that narrative about video games and fatherless homes. Like, niggas ain't been dealing with that for years.
Right.
But it's all good.
Allegedly.
Right, yeah. Just because it's like, oh, what? Look at all these things that are happening right now in 2019.
Right.
Yeah. But drugs in our community? Like, why? This is fucked up.
Right. I would have much more respect if some white person just came out and said, wow, now I see what black people have been dealing with all these years.
There you go. But you know what?
But now they all trying to sugarcoat it and all the man. Just keep it a buck,
they
man.
They don't do that.
Come on. Hell no. They going to blame it on mental health and video games.
They going to blame it on stuff, but we didn't have that luxury. But shout out, Jay Lasso, Rod Dark Radio. Y'all know what I think. I will say this, though, man. I will say this. After playing Midnight Club Dub 3, you know what I'm talking about? That Midnight Club, I ain't gonna lie, man. I thought I could drive. So I will say that influenced that. But anything else is beyond some bullshit. You feel me? Like, video games and mass shooting, that's a stretch. That's a MJ in the last scene of fucking Space Jam stretch. You feel me?
Straight up. Definitely, yeah.
Like, y'all know.
Because they act like white people are the only ones playing GTA and fucking Call of Duty.
You know what?
Feel
I'm
me?
Glad you said that, because there was a lady that, when that was presented on Fox News, the person that was debating her said, well, then why isn't Japan having all these mass shootings? Because they're one of the leading producers in video games.
They make all these games.
Yeah,
very true. Given they don't have as easy access to fucking automatic weapons that we do.
But I'm pretty sure, without me getting in trouble, I'm pretty sure you could find you a blade somewhere out there hanging on a wall.
Yeah,
like
that's
you,
true.
You can't tell me there ain't no swords out there, bro. But with that being said,
plenty.
With that being said, Jay Lasso, Raw Jar Radio, Ace said it, not me.
All
right. You see how I did that, man? All right.
Yeah.
So.
Just, that's, you dish it off in the paint in the double.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just threw a real bad.
That was the white chocolate right assist.
Fuck. Huh. Yeah. Turnover. Yeah. Come on.
So here we go. I got you. Jay Lasso, Raw Jar Radio. So this one might be a little bit off, but it's all good. Ace, try to calm down your 1940s. So. Gay roles in TV and cartoons for representation or attention? What do you think? Do you think these gay roles that's been popping up a lot more in TV and cartoons, do you think those roles are more so for the representation or more so for the attention?
Honestly, I think that it's more so like just trying to bring people more aware just so that they're like not as estranged to it once they get older.
Mm-hmm.
But you know how our government gets down, man. Like if it wasn't working with their plan, they wouldn't use the shit. So
there you go. That's the real ace. That's the real ace. That's...
But also, you know, it's good to bring that awareness just to make, you know, help maybe people be more comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
I like that conspiracy, brother. You just got a little serious on me. What about you, Berto? What you think?
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that they're definitely using the platform, because you know how most networks now you have to like start to include people of color and stuff like that. It's gotten a lot better over the years.
You got to see, you notice more mixed relationships,
stuff like that. Yeah, exactly. Relationships. Like divorcees,
I see that concept
like that.
Too.
And not that that's the same thing, but it's like, you know, you're trying to bring it
it's relative.
To more reality. Like mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, I interact with people like this all the time.
Like everything
you know,
isn't like
you could be like, respectful.
Everything isn't like what's that show with a. The old white family matters. Like everything ain't like that. You feel me? Like
the old white family?
Yeah, what was that?
I was gonna say, hold on.
I'm thinking of
Family Matters with fucking Steve Urkel, my nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's the other one with the fucking two twins?
Sister.
Oh, Full House.
Sister.
You talking about Full House, nigga?
We giving way too much street cred right now.
Yeah, you talking about white families? Y'all bring up sister and fucking Family Matters, my nigga. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, we was off. I just lost my black card.
You want to throw Martin and Fresh Prince in there too?
I mean, Fresh Prince. If you think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Raw Dog Radio. We're all allowed. That's a fine. How about that? That's a fine.
But they don't want me, man.
Damn.
Yo, that was a deep episode, man.
I just shed a tear when you said that.
Everybody, that shit
hit home.
Yeah, that shit was cold. Shout out to Uncle Phil. Sometimes the only father that he ever knew, y'all.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. So how about this? Should Fortnite be considered a career? If y'all don't know, let me just put a little information on this, because I'm pretty sure some of our listeners don't know, but there was a recent Fortnite tournament where a 16-year-old that won first place just won $3 million. And the 15-year-old that won fifth place won $900,000. So I couldn't imagine what fourth, third, and second place won.
Ouch.
You feel me? But anywho, with that being said, y'all got the numbers. Should Fortnite be considered a career?
You want me to go?
Yep.
I'm gonna say it's fair only because I want this kind of freedom with like all kinds of video games, I guess. But it's just like not necessarily a good example.
I feel that.
I don't know if like, cause I mean, I struggle with this myself explaining it, you know, to the younger gen. It's just like, yo, sometimes there could be too much video games, and not because you can't be good at them. Don't get me wrong, but sometimes like the world's bigger than that. Like,
no, for sure. And really too much anything can fucking consume you. Right. So
Facts.
It's like, Man, especially when you just glued to a fucking screen all day, like just drinking hella Mountain Dews and cussing out your mom. It's like, where does it end, my nigga? Like, and then you get paid like millions of dollars, so that your parents really can't tell you shit. Okay. So, with that, I'm gonna say it's fair, because I mean, look at all that fucking money that's getting pumped into it. So I guess it's gonna have like the video game industry that should be, you know, counted as a career, I guess, just like being in the video industry like as a whole, but just Fortnite, like Fortnite specialist, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Hey man, I love to put that on mine, Fortnite specialist, B.
I mean, right, throw that shit on your resume. Bring your smoking hella buds.
To be fair, I'm definitely salty. I'm not getting in on this, and I feel like I called it. Huh?
Yeah,
early in the day.
Let's just throw that out there. Yeah, Jay Lasso, Roger already ain't no salt, but damn it, left a foul taste in my mouth.
Huh?
Because that's some bullshit.
It's like when the veterans is like get together. They're like, man,
let them do that. Let them make
contracts.
Can we do a Call of Duty tournament or a,
right? Hey, we kind of like the Hall of Famers trying to get our medical insurance after we retired already, right?
But let's not act like that's not. We had our chance though with the Madden challenge. We just didn't hype that up enough, man. I think that's on
very
us.
True.
That's on us athletes, because we was on ESPN and in the middle of Times Square playing Madden at one point, bro. And look how that went.
I definitely wanted to be on that show. Yeah, so bad.
But also, like, everything wasn't as like easily accessible back then either. You feel me? Like,
facts.
How motherfuckers can literally watch fucking YouTube videos on how to master these video games.
I know, right?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. Like kids, you know what I mean? They're literally being programmed.
Damn, that's that's what the money at. We need to start making video game tutorials. We fucking
straight
up.
Because you think they're gonna be giving out all this money if they knew they wasn't gonna be getting it back in some way, shape, or form? You feel me? Or if they're not making massive amounts of profit?
Yeah.
Like, no. It's crazy, man.
And they're doing that whole play to improve type shit too. They do a lot of that too, where it's like, oh, I got the all camo everything.
right, exactly.
Buying sex bots and shit.
I got my own beef for Fortnite. They'll be trying to get Carlton Bank credit for his.
It's just
dance,
been like
man.
A really
That's
long
crazy.
Run. What are they like? They're like a season 10 right now or some shit like that.
Yeah, there's
like
10 seasons. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
how do they
exactly.
divide seasons? Like, it hasn't been out 10 years.
They've been trying to update it.
Nah,
definitely not. They've just been trying to update it. But either way, it's just a lot, man. It's
10
like,
seasons.
A long time.
It's only been out 2 years. How the fuck is it?
But
10 seasons?
Because they had keep updating it, because people are a bunch of try-hard Randys.
Try-hard Randys. Wow. That's great. I've heard. That's not the crazy part. That's not the first time I've heard that term.
We spent way too much time talking about Fortnite. I'm already getting pissed off. Shout out to all you gamers.
Right.
What I will
hey,
say
shout
is,
out to Fortnite though, because they made that shit free, like
right.
At
That's
first.
Smart. I feel like other
you know
games
what I'm saying.
Up. Like if they made 2K20 free, it could be game.
Oh yeah, it's a wrap. Yeah.
Oh
yeah. It's a wrap. Yeah. 2K is free, or Madden. More so 2K, because I always end up getting Madden for free somehow anyway.
Oh yeah,
more
for
so
sure.
2K. More so 2K. So with that being said, I'm glad y'all went to a little bit of sports, because that's where we're gonna go ahead and end our podcast. We're gonna get to some sports talk, because I know it's been did you say moist or noise? You gotta be careful.
I said noise.
All right, cool. You gotta be careful, man. I'm hearing that moist.
I don't want to upset any of our lady viewers or make y'all feel uncomfortable. I didn't say moist.
Yeah, I heard that's
I said
we
noise.
We know the lady sports fans, they for sure was like moist.
I heard moist. Yeah. I heard moist is like at the top of the list of least favorite words.
Cringy ass words.
Yeah, next to send and right next to
next
news.
To sand?
Send and news.
Oh, send? Oh, new.
Oh,
yeah.
Don't forget the C word, my guy.
Let's get into some sports.
You don't
y'all.
Even hear that on fields, like football fields and like.
So, with that being said, we're going to try to get to some smooth talk on the sports, all right? So we'll get to a little bit of basketball, a little bit of football. I like to start out things with football because I know we got some interesting topics that we'll get. All right, so with football, I did a little bit of research. Y'all know me, Jay Lasso, I'm a betting man, so I like to do and see what's up with these over-unders on the preseason predictions. And I like to take out a few of them to like to do a little parlay bet, see if I get them all correct. So I just decided to highlight a few of these motherfuckers that we should discuss. Feel me, some of our fan favorites on here. We're just going to discuss their over-unders, win total for the year. So I'm going to give you guys a number. I'm going to let you know what they did last year. You let me know, are they going to hit that number? Are they going to go over or are they going to go under? You can also let me know why, but not really, depending on the team. Certain teams, you just know.
Yeah, 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 yeah. There's somewhere it's not that complex.
All right, cool. So let's start out with some teams. Let's get the boring ones out the way. Patriots, 11 wins last year. Bro, the Patriots are boring as fuck, dog. Let's just get this shows right here.
It's cool. If you don't like defense, I get it.
Can I get to the numbers?
Give me the numbers.
So, last year they got 11 wins. This year they're projected 11 wins. Yawn. Over under 11 wins. I'm going to start with you, Ace. I'm not going to start with Birdo. I'm going to let him finish. I got you, Birdo. I know you want the last word on your team. I got you, G. I ain't going to play you like that. Salute. Go ahead, big fella.
Man, honestly... I got him sticking right at 11, dog. Because I mean, the division didn't get that much better, but
definitely didn't. Jets are okay.
Jets are okay, and Jets, I mean, Josh Rosen looks solid in that preseason game, so we'll see. But I mean, the Bills are going to be the Bills. Hey, they are who we thought they were.
I don't think that was Josh Rosen. That was the other guy, Sam Darnold, or whatever his name is. Josh Rosen was in Miami.
No, that's what I said. The Dolphins.
Oh, he played.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought he played the Jets.
Said the Dolphins are going to be solid, and then the
Josh
Dolphins
Rosen for the Dolphins. Yep.
Yeah, right, he made a couple good throws. I'll stick right around 11.
All right, so we got 11 for the Patriots for you. All right, Berto, over under 11 wins for the Patriots. Yawn.
I know everybody's going to expect me to be really high on the Patriots this year, but I'm not going to be really high on the Patriots this year. I agree. I think 11 wins is accurate because I'm really skeptical about the weapons that the Patriots have.
Right.
But I do like the structure that they got. They got a lot of young talent. The defense is solid. And I don't know, just looking at the schedule, I feel like they only have – like a handful of tough matchups, but then they always lose, two or three bullshit games here and there.
I like that. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
play down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, we're probably going to lose one game some random Monday night in Miami.
Right.
Or something. Like,
and which I don't know. It's seemingly it's not so random anymore because I feel like y'all have lost the last couple games in Miami.
Right. Yeah, I'll figure out. I get you.
Yeah.
The division didn't get that much better either. So, like, that is all also a factor.
So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to be the oddball here. I'm going to say under. I think you guys are going to have probably the worst season you had in a long time. I think it's not going to really go your way. And
so, like, nine games? So
nine, you, nine,
no,
ten.
Actually,
yeah.
I'm
going to
say 10.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's cool. So funny. I agree, though. Yeah, no, it's cool.
How good must that feel to where somebody said, y'all going to have the worst season y'all had in a long time, and it's 10 dubs?
Yeah.
10
dubs. It's like 10 and 6 season? Brazy.
Right here. Here's another boring team. Philadelphia Eagles last year won 9 games, and they're projected for 10 wins this year. Let's start with you, Alberto. 10 wins over and under for the Philadelphia Eagles.
I'll give them 10 wins.
Now, you got to say you'll take the over, you'll take the under. Or
Are they exactly at 10?
Yeah, they're at 10.
Oh, okay.
Over, under, or you can stay.
And then last year there were 9.
But you said over, under, you can stay. You stayed at 10.
Yeah.
No, that's what he said.
He stayed at 10.
Yeah. Right, just
I was saying 10, yeah. But but I was thinking about it though, because that is pretty hard. I feel like the ceiling of the Eagles is higher. They could get to like 11 wins also. I could see a scenario, especially if like the Cowboys fall apart or something, or
especially with that Ezekiel Elliott situation going on. Right. We don't know if he's gonna come, if they're gonna trade him or some shit.
Right. Right,
so what you think?
But I'm gonna stay at 10 though, to be honest. All right.
There you go. Over under 10 wins. Go for it, Ace.
Shit, man, I gotta go over, dog. You know what I'm saying? I'm banking on Carson Wentz staying healthy. Healthy Carson Wentz, if he stay healthy, we can go, man, we could go 12-13, dub. Nice. If he get hurt, even our backup hurt. So that shit could downward spiral into about 7 dubs.
This is fast. Can I ask a question really fast?
What's up?
How many years is Carson how many years has Carson Wentz been in the league?
This is third year. This is
going
his
into
third year.
His fourth year. This is going
into his fourth year. Yeah, going into his fourth year.
So he played total 3 years. J-Law, I'm going to take the under on the Eagles, and I'm going to take the under because two out of three of the seasons, Carson Wentz has gotten hurt, so I think there's a better chance of him being hurt than him being healthy, just based on what evidence we have so far.
Yeah, that's fair.
And based on the fact that there isn't a backup like Nick Foles that y'all have on y'all team this time, I think y'all second backup just got hurt.
He did, yeah.
So with that being
Sudfeld, sure, some trash ass dude. I will say this. I'm not knocking your point, but last year Carson Wentz did come back, still injured. You know what I'm saying? Whether anybody wants to acknowledge that or not,
that's tough.
But yeah. So we'll see what happens.
You're making an excuse, but okay.
Yeah, right, it's a valid one though.
if you guys had more receivers, I'd be like. All in.
Yeah.
Hey, we got Alshon. I got faith in you,
we
dog.
Y'all got Alshon, y'all got DeSean Jackson. And Nelson Aguilar was solid as the year before. And we have Zach Ertz, too. Offensively.
We only got 6 minutes left, so we got to keep some of these answers short, quick, and get up out of here, all right?
All right, cool. All right.
So, over and under, for this Cleveland Browns, last year they got 7 dubs. They're projecting them at 9 dubs. We're just going to go over and under this time. No even, because Alberto, you're taking a safe way out.
I am.
So, over or under.
Well, I mean, I think these are accurate, too.
Over or under.
You said 9 wins?
No, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fair. Sorry. I'll call. Damn.
You have to put your money.
We'll call it.
Would you call them being better or worse than these projections?
If I got to put my money on it, I'm going to go under.
There you go. Now we getting the real A's. There we go. All right, what about you, Berto? You have to put your money on it. You're over or under on these projections for the Browns at 9 wins.
I'm going to have to go under just because I feel like I don't trust them yet. But I do believe in them. But
they have a really high ceiling, for sure.
Cool. I know y'all going to love this one. Shout out to my guy, Judo Chop. Last year, the Detroit Lions had 6 wins. This year, they got them at 6. This year, they got them at 6.5. Woo!
Wow.
Watch out,
boy.
Man.
Whoa. Hot dog.
Over under. You have to put your cash on it. Over under. And remember, that over is 7 wins. So think about that.
Right.
Over under. 6.5. Detroit Lions. Go ahead, Brett.
I'm not going to front. I'm going to go under. I think that's a super tough division, and everybody plays D.
There we go. What about you, Ish?
I'm going way under.
They
probably 4 dubs.
Damn. Shout out to Chop. Well, speaking of 4, last year the Raiders got 4 wins. This year they're projected to get 6. Over under. I'm going to start with you, Ace. Over under for the Las Vegas / Oakland Raiders, 6 wins.
Man, I don't know the status of Antonio Brown. He's good for probably like 2 dubs himself.
Right.
So, man, the way it's trending, though, I don't like his chances of even starting the season. So, right. I'm going to go under.
There you go.
You said it was,
I like that.
6 wins?
6 wins. Over under.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm also going to go under. I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of Derek Carr. Like, I liked him coming out originally and stuff like that. But same thing.
I'm glad you did.
He's got injury stuff, too. And I don't know. I feel like I like their rookie running back. But other than
that. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go with the under because I feel like Josh Gruden has put his John Gruden has put his fingerprints on the team last year, and I think the steps backwards that they took last year is going to go forward with what they got going this year. You don't lose a star defensive player and a go-to receiver and then think you're about to replace them like it's nothing,
right,
both of them.
Right.
Granted, they did a real good job with Antonio Brown, exactly. But they haven't gelled with Antonio Brown at all, so we got to see what that's looking like. So for now, I'm going to go with the under at 5 just to be safe.
Right.
All right. Here we go. Try not to hate. Over, under. Last year, the Chicago Bears got 12 wins. I still don't know how. I'm going to be real. This year, they're projected a little better, 9 wins. Over, under for the Chicago Bears, if you have to put your money on it, 9 wins. And keep in mind, we're opening up Thursday night with Green Bay.
Go ahead, Bernard.
I'm going to say over. I'm going to say they could win like 10 games.
Look at this guy trying to get back on a third show. I see you.
I like the defense. I think, you know, if the defense stays healthy, I think that they're really strong. And then, you know, basically Trubisky, if he just doesn't crash the Ferrari, I think he'll be all right. They were with a field goal away. I don't know if they'll be a favorite or a contender like that, but
I could see the Packers struggling and the Bears doing well and the Lions struggling and then
cool.
You know.
It's the Vikings.
Right. It's just them and the Vikings, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So by default, we'll take that. All right, over under 9 wins for the Bears. What you think of Ace? We probably gonna end it with this one.
No, I agree with Berto, man, because, you know, I'm a firm believer in defense can win championships or at least a division. So I think y'all could take that division again.
Shout out.
Especially with the reports that A-Rod ain't gelling with the new guy. They already don't really have much talent on the offensive side. Speaking of defense,
which, I like that. I like that. So can I hit you with the over-under? Because we got like 40 seconds left.
Over-under
on the Packers. Last year they got 6 wins. This year they're projected at 9 wins. Go ahead, Ace, over-under. Then after that, go ahead, Berto.
Fuck.
9 wins for the Packers. 30 seconds left.
I'm going under.
I say under also.
There we go. All right, y'all. Well, y'all heard it here first. We gonna keep these receipts. I've been writing a little bit of it down. Not all of it. J. La Soul, Raw Dog Radio. You got my man's Trust L Process on the gram. We got my man's Alberto Salgado on the gram. Or is it Alberto Salgado number 2?
It's Alberto Salgado. Underscore.
There we go. Well, yeah, we're going to throw all that information out for y'all. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Come back at us next week. We're going to have something even better. Even, I don't know. I'm fucking up. That's a fuck.
Later.
Peace, love.
Deuces.
All that shit.
Boom. We'll be right back.